Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 28. Today we have artist and entrepreneur Reno Red with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Feel me.
Hold on. This always happens.
Oh, shit. DJ Nelly.
Yeah. Shout out to Poe, who's not here.
That's the
oh, my God. That's the
2000s mixtape shit. We here, nigga.
Poe, are you at the Seahawks game, Poe?
That nigga Poe at the Seahawks game.
These Sunday recording sessions.
My nigga Poe went to a Hawks game to get disappointed. Because.
Whatchamacallit got injured, right?
Who?
Thomas?
Oh, yeah. He broke his leg again, I think. I think he flicked off the team. Fuck y'all niggas. You should have paid me, bitch-ass niggas.
So this is episode 28. Shout out to Royce for coming on.
Big shout out to Royce.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Black City.
Oh, yeah. This is not that episode.
Shout out to Black in the City for coming on.
So shout out to our podcast sisters, man. We love y'all.
Yeah, for real. We got Reno Red here with us today.
What's up?
Can I talk now?
As usual, I have to shush people. I hate that. It'd be grown men. Like, hey, no, quiet. So anyways, we had to play Method Man. Because.
Yo, how many times have you gotten that Method Man facial comparison?
Bro, like, I can't count on my hands.
Bro.
It's a lot.
I must have seen for the first time a couple years back at a show, nigga. And I dead ass was about to ask you for an autograph. I was like, nigga, is that Method Man in the building?
You know, so, I like it, but you know, it's cool because. It gets people paying attention to it. They pay attention, you know?
Yeah.
And they wonder if it's really me. So then they find out it's not him. And then it's really me. Then they get to know who I am. And it's cool.
Right.
So I like it, though.
Icebreaker.
You said it comes with perks.
Oh, yeah, it comes with perks, for sure. When you're a lookalike, I think it comes with perks, for sure. But nah, I didn't been in situations. I didn't take many pictures with. So, you know, I got fans all of a sudden, you know? Getting into places for free and. Stuff like that, so yeah, it's cool.
Oh, follow me here. Then you're gonna follow you.
You know, I didn't got into altercations with girls, dudes, and shit over that, so.
That's funny.
Oh, see, niggas. Don't be mad at my nigga Reno, man. Feel me? Check the bitch.
Oh my God.
You know,
but shout out to Method Man. I'm a fan of him and Red Man, that whole movement.
Oh, for sure. So, what do we have here? We got the Jay-Z and Beyonce tour was just here.
Oh, yeah, they were just here. Shout out to them.
Ooh, excuse me. The last concert, right?
Yeah. They donated some money to homeless.
Cat
from Federal Way, I think. Like 100 bands, some shit.
To one guy?
Yeah. Oh. For like college or some shit. Shit, let me get 100 bands.
Wait, what?
I should have spread that around.
You know? Can I get five of it? You know, I ain't greedy, Jay.
They got that long money, though.
And then they had that Warriors and what game?
Warriors versus the Kings.
You're right.
You know, as much as I want to see that, I'm not putting no money in the NBA's pocket, man, until we get a team. Nah, I mean, fucked up.
Man, I wish I would have known because I definitely would have gotten a shit.
Shout out to KD though, because he came out on the Sonics jersey repping.
Yeah, camp on, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we do get a team and he's still in the league, he gonna come back here and play before he retire.
They said the Kings is supposed to be our team. If anything, like, that's the team that.
They saved the Kings.
Oh really?
Yeah, the people rallied behind them and made sure they wasn't going nowhere for sure. They did that. They unlike us. We tried though.
Hopefully, after them seeing people showing up to the game and everybody that was still supporting, that we have still it's money that can be generated.
I think that's what we was trying to do. We was trying to make a point, like yo,
to show that we still alive.
Yeah,
right?
We here, man. We trying to support. So I think that was dope. You know, it's dope. Even though Steph and my nigga Draymond didn't play, but
Right,
so they
didn't play. That was weird.
No, Steph's lady had, like, thyroid surgery or some shit. And she got, like, a thyroid removed. Or, I don't know. Some shit. She had posted about it that she had successful surgery or some shit. So, but she Draymond hurt his knee. Yeah, something about his knee.
Good. So, how's LeBron doing? Does anybody know?
LeBron is doing actually great, man. The chemistry with him and Brandon Ingram right now is looking real promising.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's having fun on this team. You know what I'm saying? As whereas the last couple of years, he's had to put everything on his shoulders. If you watch the games, it's looking like he's real relaxed. He got young niggas that want to cut to the hoop and make shit easier for him, so.
Right.
Man, hey, I like his Lakers. We back,
fuck
nigga.
The Lakers, and shout out to Bron.
Okay. I was just saying something to somebody, because somebody was talking about.
It's hard for me. I don't know if I could watch it, so
you
I just
got
passed.
To, man. That's your mans.
I know, but I'm just.
That's your mans. Go get you a Bron jersey.
I'm not.
Purple and gold.
I go through that too. I'm a Bron fan too. Shout out LeBron. Yeah.
See, I'm a renounced LeBron hater.
Yeah,
I hate niggas.
I'm a recovering
like,
Bron hater.
You got rights to, you know. People got different reasons why they like him and hate him.
I love him off the court though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Off top,
exactly.
I would never hate that man off the court. But
I don't give a fuck about
it. Let's go,
Bron.
Bron. Team Bron. Bron.
See, that's bullshit.
Team LA, Bron.
To hear you, right, exactly. To hear you say that, you know that makes me sick.
Sick.
I hate you. Anyways, we're about to start tea time.
Tea time. I got some tea in my ear too.
All right. He's over here. He said he got the herbal tea.
We'll never drink tea, man.
Drink tea. Drink a lot of water.
So, we have to talk about Kavanaugh. Have you guys been hearing about Kavanaugh?
The judge that's up for Supreme Court placement over there.
So, Brett Kavanaugh, he was just confirmed to Supreme Court justice. The thing about it was he was... There's allegations that he has sexually assaulted this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Christine's Ford made allegations that the judge assaulted her when they were teenagers in the 1980s, which sparked an uproar and forced Republicans to delay the confirmation vote for a week to allow time for a supplement FBI background check. You have to get, there's 100 senators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Each state, 50 states have two senators. So there's 100 senators. So to get confirmed, he needs to have the majority vote. He had to have at least 50 votes. He got like exactly 50. It's like the lowest that's ever. Why it's so important. This is a Supreme Court justice. That's a lifetime appointment.
Mm-hmm.
He will always be a Supreme Court justice. This is like how niggas like Brock Turner gets off and gets, you know, found guilty for rape and gets, what, 6-month probation.
Right.
It's because you have Supreme Court justices like this guy who
that's been through
your
shoes.
That shit and you know, he's letting these white boys get off.
Right. I mean...
That's
I already
pretty,
knew.
That's pretty crazy.
I already knew there wasn't nothing gonna happen to him.
Oh, I figured too, but I mean, barely, almost shit.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me. I mean, yeah. Cat Williams was arrested again recently in Portland, Oregon. Cat allegedly attacked the driver of a town car that was supposed to take him to the Moda Center Friday night after an argument about transporting his dog. This nigga Cat Williams is wild. According to the report, cops located Kat Saturday morning to investigate the incident and arrested him. And they also discovered he had an out-of-state warrant. I'm confused. Okay. So when they went to investigate the incident, they also found that he had an out-of-state warrant.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be part of Nick Cannon's Wild 'N Out live concert Portland. Didn't you guys go to that?
Yeah, and that's crazy because the show was supposed to end.
Uh-huh.
But Nick Cannon was like, he said, I promised I had a special guest, and it was Cat Williams.
Okay.
It's like, we're going to keep it open a little longer for him to come, and he never showed up. So that's probably why.
Nobody knew at the time.
Nobody knew. Nick Cannon was like, we're supposed to be in
over. At some time, at some point, but never made the show.
Damn.
So he kept the show open just to wait for Cat Williams.
And
like,
he
he's
never
on his
came.
Way. It was like, yeah, he's on his way right now. We got off the phone with him. And he never showed up. But that's now that you're saying, I don't even know, but that's crazy that she said that now.
Yep.
That's why he didn't show
it's
up.
It's funny because I've seen hella niggas in Portland. I was just asking him earlier.
Yeah, my little brother went.
So I was like, why were you guys in Portland? So that's crazy.
Cat Williams, man, I don't think he lost it, but I just think he can't get out of his own way. Like, he just be in the wrong situation at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? People ready to say, oh, he's smoking crack. And I don't think he's smoking crack or nothing like that. He just be in fucked up situations, dog.
They crucified Cat, but he's probably in defense mode.
At all times. You know what I'm saying?
He's probably doing some kind of extra drug. Who knows?
I don't think so. I think that nigga's clear-headed as fuck.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't know.
You see that shit when he roasted the radio host, bro?
That shit was so funny.
God.
Rude.
Yeah, I don't think nothing wrong with that nigga. He just misunderstood.
Yeah. But apparently what he was saying about Tiffany Haddish was a lot of lies. Did you watch Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish's Breakfast Club?
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Movie?
Yes, ma'am. The one with with three of our greatest black actresses in it? You
right,
mean that one?
Right. But I'm just saying, Tiffany Haddish...
Ma'am, you could have had that role, and everything that happened would have happened unless you thought you were necessary to write the Saturday Night Live monologue. I'm a writer. I only care about what you write. I don't care about what you read. Everybody can read that can read.
Think about the movie, though. I laughed from beginning to end. I felt like...
I thought it was a great script when I saw it in 2004. Right.
Wow.
In 2004. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I have it.
I'm so happy for her though, because
that's what it do.
That
that's
baby.
So we're probably plugging the clip on that.
He apologized for that shit too. After.
Mm. Well, yeah. So it's like, why are you doing all that? Okay, McGregor and was defeated by Khabib. Is that how you say it, Khabib?
Khabib.
Forced to tap out. Khabib remained undefeated after working Conor McGregor. After fight, Allah brawl let loose, blah, blah, blah. Damn, he spit on McGregor after choking him out, then proceeded to climb a cage, jumped in the crowd to fight some of McGregor's crew.
God.
I saw the video of the fight. I saw some of the fights before that, before the main event, and it was actually fucking better.
Yeah, I heard it was some good fights in that card.
I was working last night, but I saw videos. I seen his ass get jumped. Or whatever you want to call it.
So to add insult to injury of choking this nigga out, this nigga spit on this nigga, dog? Yeah,
spit on him.
Bro, that is disrespectful. And he just beat your ass, so you're not finna get up and rush this nigga, like, and defend yourself. He just whooped your ass. You just gotta let him spit on you at that point.
So I guess...
Nah, you ain't gotta do that.
Nah, that nigga, there's nothing he can do, bro. He choked you out.
McGregor spoke on Khabib's religion, his father, and attacked his bus earlier this year, shattering the bus window.
Oh, yeah.
Introduced some of Khabib's team. Does that make sense?
I was kind of concerned about Conor going into this because he's been on his Hollywood shit, and I don't think he's really been in the gym like he's supposed to be.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like a nigga like Floyd, not to bring up this comparison, but a nigga like Floyd can do all of that shit, talk shit, and you know, but still be in the gym working on his craft and be ready. I don't think Conor was 100% on his shit. And it showed. That nigga was getting tapped up, slammed, choked, punched. Damn.
Damn.
Then he got stolen by the nigga that hopped over the fence, nigga, two-piece, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when he got stolen, it looked like he didn't want no, because he was probably tired of this shit. He was like, fuck, nigga, like that.
Right.
I felt bad for Conor. He was getting it from everywhere. Nigga, bystanders, nigga, all this shit. It's about time, though. He got humbled. The nigga is 27-0, the Khabib, nigga.
Oh, really? He look older than that.
You 27-0.
What is he, Russian? Man, did you guys see the Lewis interview? the post interview for the Lewis nigga.
Oh, East America in this house? That nigga?
The nigga was like, he was like asking you to fight for a top out. He's like, shit, I need to go get sit down, get some cardio with my black ass. He's like, I need to sit my black ass down. He was like, fuck what you talking about. He was like, he's because he's kind of big. Right. You know, he's bigger. But he won, like, at the last 10 seconds of the fight, I guess.
He probably tired of anyway. Shit.
Donald Trump called me and told me I got to knock this Russian motherfucker out because they make him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin and shit. Fuck what they're talking about. USA in his home. Fuck.
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender with that knockout. You're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some more cardio. Fuck what you talking about right now. I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. Not with no gas tank like that. Shit.
Listen, Derek, you're one of the most entertaining guys in the sport. Congratulations on an amazing victory. And thank you very much for a really, really entertaining fight.
Thanks for having me. Hey, maybe next week or sometime or 2 weeks.
All right, so we have sleeper songs, but we're going to do throwback songs, I guess. Mac, what song did you have?
Hey, you sent my it? Sleeper is 50 Cent featuring Jamie Foxx, Build You Up. This shit was a slap.
I like the way that feels. I build you up, but if ever I fall down, and I need you to pick me up, promise me you'll be around. Hold me down. Now, listen, if you let me, I'll be the reason you shine. It's the secret, I want the world to know that you're mine. But on some real shit, communications could be better. So I'm writing this song instead of a love letter. They gon' play it on the radio 100 times a day. I figured when you hear it, you would stop and think of me. I wanna get to know you and be the reason you smile. Girl, you know where I'm from, you know how I get down. When times are tough, tell me that I'm special. Not rap, I mean me, that I'm special. You know they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. Precious stones, could you put me before them? If so, I see to it they always around. Nothing but the best now, how does that sound? If I drop a jewel when we talk, you can keep it. Girl, you're on my mind all the time, that's a
baby,
secret.
Baby, I feel you. Girl, if I knew for sure I'd have you by my side.
Nice.
That was that shit.
Okay.
When I used to rap, when I first started rapping, mm-hmm. I used to sound like 50 Cent a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We used to record on this little tape recorder in Cleveland in the basement my freshman year.
Right.
And I used to walk in, he's like, hey, nigga, do the 50 Cent shit, do the 50. I was like, yeah, nigga. I thought I was 50. Sound like this nigga 50. Ha-ha, 50. That nigga 50, man. I miss that nigga. Gave Us a Die Trying, that second album. That shit was dope.
All right.
Oh, you went old.
So we gonna do? Let's talk about it. The clips.
That Star Trek. Clips. So dead.
Question, ask any nigga, rapper or hustler, who rocks is bigger?
The rapper.
Nah, dog, go figure. Nah. With the B12, I make that straight killer. I flood the block, I hug the Glock. I have a whole neighborhood asking a thug to stop. Cause I show 'em what Waco see. They hit the district, pay a visit to Jaco B. I like my diamonds colored, watch it smothered. Show off at the Prince of Jewels, let the white man love it. I'm too much. Got bitches out for me, bring them home, give them their choice of balcony. She said, we can have more fun. I said, how can we? Then she brought a girl in and ate her out for me. Wow. All night sexing. Just think this all came from one question.
She got a big ass bell. Let me see you jingle it, baby. You got a big ass bell. Let me see you jingle it, baby. Won't talk about cars, let's talk about it. Won't talk about houses, let's talk about it. Won't talk about jewels, let's talk about it. Won't talk about money, don't talk without it. Won't talk about chicks, let's talk about it. Won't talk about hits, let's talk about it. Won't talk about Chris, let's talk about it. But when you talk about cash, don't talk about it.
Yeah, so Pharrell's filthy.
Hey, JD used to have, JD used to have shit popping. That shit's funny.
Fucking JD's up. Oh my gosh.
That shit made me want to Harlem Shake hella cold.
Right, exactly.
Hella hard, nigga. Having fucking whiplash and shit, nigga.
Okay. Well,
it's that time.
It's that time.
It's your time, nigga.
We got Reno Red here with us, you guys. This
nigga is smoother.
I'm in bed. This nigga's a badass. Okay, so I was saying that too, because he, you know, looks like Method Man. Before I listened to him or heard him speak, I was expecting
Method Man.
So when I hear
it's a cow. She wanted you to come on.
She wanted you to come here sounding like Barry White. Yeah.
So when I hear him, like, this nigga singing this shit. Like, I was expecting that. So yeah.
Hey, this nigga though has some smooth ass music though. I was not expecting this shit. I was listening to this nigga last night, 5 in the morning, zoned it. Nigga, I was smoking my little blood. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, right. Let me take this home, get some skins real quick, nigga. Nigga, it's 12 in this motherfucker. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, I was definitely surprised. So, it's always interesting, like I've said this before, having guests that I don't know personally. So, and do you guys know each other?
Yeah, it's my guy. Yeah, we go back many moons. Yeah.
You too?
What you asked me?
No, Mac. You and Mac.
Do you know each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Each other. Rub shoulders. Couple times.
Okay. Rub shoulders, you know, shows, different events.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know.
Because, you know, I used to be a rapper, man. So I used to be out here. I used to run around.
You just had a birthday. I saw you just had a birthday. So happy belated birthday.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I just had a birthday. I'm
87 babies over here. And
that nigga's old. That nigga's almost old. That nigga's ain't old, but y'all almost old.
This is my golden. I'm in my golden years.
Yeah, right now. So.
Oh, definitely. I don't feel old.
That's good.
Where are you from? Are you from Seattle?
Born and raised. Seattle, Washington.
Really?
Yeah, born and raised. I grew up, raised. Well, I stayed all over Seattle. I stayed in the city. I stayed in the South End. But
right.
All my family, my roots is from the city, in Central District.
Okay. Nice.
Shout out to the CD.
I.
We miss you.
For real. It's fucking sad. What's is it 2621 Music Group? Is that how you say it?
2621 Music Group. Okay. Shout out my brother Tax. That's my big bro, Max Slug. Mm-hmm. They pretty much kicked that off like in the 1990s, you know what I mean, when they was doing their thing and they invented that. So
okay.
I just kind of fall up under that umbrella and all that. So
right.
I'm holding the torch.
Who else is part of that?
Tax, Max Slug, Fresh One, Sabri,
okay.
Tremble, shout out to Merm, a couple artists in here.
Hey, all of them Seattle natives?
Seattle based.
Okay. Just good. So how did you get the name Reno Red? A lot of niggas we have on here either get their name from someone or they made it up. So
yeah. Well, that name isn't
like the made up name niggas.
That name, somebody, you know, that name was given to me.
Okay.
I think I earned that name. I was living in Vegas at the time. And at the time when I was living in Vegas, I used to go back and forth between Reno and Vegas at the same time. At the time, you know, people was calling me Red, because, you know, they was like, Red, you know, they was calling me Red and shit. I'm doing my thing, so.
Because you're light skin?
Say that again?
Because the color of your skin.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When you go out of town, they'd be mm-hmm. like, look at light skin, look red. So right. I was holding, red's my favorite color, so I kind of was holding under that.
Right.
And the Reno just came from just, you know, doing fly shit and just, that's what it was at the time. So I just put it together and shit, it made sense.
I've been to Reno once. I walked 3 blocks away from the attraction spot. And I was in the hood. I was like, let me turn around.
Reno's grimy though.
Hold on.
I lived in Reno for 2 years. I went to school out there. Yeah.
That's crazy. I was there for a hoop tournament. I was like, nah, let me get back to the telly.
Who you got in the studio with you?
Right now?
Yep.
Shit, my whole clique, whole ATM clique, Sale.
No, nigga.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah,
Sale.
Right, yeah, that's my guy. That's
literally right now.
Sale, that's my guy. That's my, you know.
What's happening? What's happening?
That's my brother, right? That's my right hand man. Cooking up Cavalli Cash. He's also a label mate, brother of mine. So
okay.
That's like our theme. That's like three of us. Me, Sale, and Cavalli Cash right now. Also, D-Minutes.
Okay.
Me and D-Minutes got an album. We just did an album with Vitamin.
Nice.
Vitamin D produced the whole album. Ray Z. Shout out to Ray Z. He produced mostly my
Shout out to my nigga Ray Z.
That's nice. Like my brother. We go back. But yeah, I mean, right now, that's pretty much, I'm keeping everything in-house. Everything,
And what's the label? What's the label?
Always Talking Money Entertainment.
Okay.
/262NENT.
Okay, so we just turned what? 31.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started doing this full time? Or when you were like, yeah, okay, I'm really rapping.
Probably like 07.
Okay.
Like 07, 05. I've been doing music way before that, but when I really just took it serious is my brother, he got incarcerated at the time. I'm living in Vegas, and when he got out, he built a studio in the house, so where he was living at the time. So
right.
I was just going, he was like, bro, this is what we're going to do. We're going to just put everything into the music now because this is all we have at this point. So I was recording. I had a bunch of songs. We flew DJ Rockefeller. I don't know if you guys know Rockefeller. DJ Rockefeller, he's like a DJ around here.
Okay.
But we flew him in, and he was just making beats for me at the time. So I got like a million songs probably, right, at this point.
Right.
But fortunately, another situation happened where it caused me to move to Miami.
Okay.
Which all the music was lost that I did record at that time in like 07. So I had a bunch of music that kind of.
So you're like 20.
Yeah, I was like 20.
Yeah.
1920. So that music got lost, and that I put the music on hold for a while because I had to deal with a lot of shit with my brother, court fees and shit like that. I had to make shit happen. So.
Right.
So at that point, I just started recording. Doing a lot of mixtapes. I got my mixtape. It's on Nat Piff.
Okay.
You check that out. It's called North Face Music. That's when I started doing the North Face Music theme with my mixtape. So, like I said, at that time, DJ Rockefeller, he pretty much hosted it. I got some industry beats from him. I got some industry beats and also some, you know, radio beats just messing around.
Right.
So I just loaded it up. Off the album, I did a video called 2013. Shout out to Lando, Vivid Visuals. I don't know if you guys know, that's my guy. He's team players. He be shooting videos, Vivid Visuals. He shot my video to 2013.
Okay.
After the 2013 video, people knew I was doing music, but that kind of like, okay, so he's taking it real serious. Like, that was at the time that video got people paying attention to me too at the same time. So. Shows, you know, traveling, I'm all over the place, networking, build my portfolio, you know, taking my connections serious because I'm big on that. It's just networking and shaking hands with a lot of people, so, and I think that's what separates me too because I travel, I'm all over the world with it, so. That's what I was doing, and then, you know, and after that, it was over.
Do you work a regular job, too, or are you just rap?
Rap, mostly. Music is my job.
Yeah.
I get paid off rapping, like literally.
Right.
Like,
nice.
I get paid off my music, you know. And if you know, you know. Like, people know. And if you know, you know. Like, I got a team. Like I said, it's not just me. It's me. Like I said, my bro, Sale, Cavalli. Like,
you guys are moving around.
Yeah, we move around, and we get money off our music.
You guys gotta let us know when you have shows and shit so we can come up to do shit.
Yeah, next show's on the 21st. We're doing the Say Cheese joint with Say Cheese. Yeah.
So we'll be there. Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Say Cheese is, we'll be in Seattle. Everyone needs to come to that. That's Club Aura. Let me turn this music down, sorry. That's Club Aura.
October 21st.
And it's like, what's the time? It's like.
Probably doors open at like 9 or something.
It's a day. It's like in the day. It's like 2 to 6.
Yeah, it's like 2 to 6.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, definitely.
That's big for local artists.
It's free entry, too, so.
Hey, man, come. network, meet some people, man.
I'm proud of everybody that's going to be on. That's big for, that's a good look.
We need more events like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, that goes to like me traveling and seeing that. I was like, the Seattle scene, it's so much talent here. But we don't have that togetherness like I see when I go to Texas.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When I go to certain places, they represent each other.
Well, I hope people come to the event and fucking stay the whole time.
Yeah.
Because people will come, perform, and leave when their shit's done. That shit's not cool. Like, yeah, come and support and stay for the whole event. And everyone knows that they do that shit because even I've done that shit. Like, shit, I posted like, all right, I'm out of here. I'm not watching all this. So that's pretty fucked up. We have to do better. But Sean Cotton was our, he's episode 10. Go check that out. That's still one of my favorite episodes. So he was hella cool. So that'd be cool. That's going to be exciting.
So you said 2007, you started taking this shit serious.
I'm taking it serious, man. Just kind of.
But really.
But I've been doing music and just. Having talent is being dope at this shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Did you start out with the style you got now as far as like the singing?
Yeah, the singing was always. I think the singing was first.
Really?
Yeah, the singing was really like first.
Okay.
I was always doing melodies, singing, and just writing hooks.
Mm-hmm.
The rapping came because it was easy. You know what I'm saying? It became easy at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
But the singing was my first love. I love singing. I grew up in a church. My grandma used to take me to church. Right. Music around my household. A lot of my family play instruments and shit like that.
What church you go to?
Mount Calvary.
Mount Calvary.
You know, so.
Do you you play any instruments or anything like that? Produce?
Shit. My voice is an instrument.
I dig that.
Yeah.
What are your biggest influences in music then? Artists, period.
There's so many. I'm a fan of music, but probably DJ Quick. DJ Quick was a big influence on me. My mom.
Like DJ Quick,
it's a story. It's a story behind that though. The whole DJ Quick thing. Because at the time, my mom, she had to go away. She mm-hmm. was incarcerated.
Uh-huh.
And I was living with my grandma at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to come visit. You know, I used to let her out and come visit me. And when she came with a DJ Quick tape. The Quick is the name. Tape for me. She's like, here, listen to this. So after that, I was hooked. It was over after that. All the fly shit he was talking. And he, like I said, he had a lot of style. And that's pretty much my wave. You know what I'm saying? I represent for the leg, fly.
Right.
You know, being slick and, you know, the player type shit of the town. I represent that shit. So that... DJ Quick was a big influence on me because I like what he was doing. He was doing a little bit of everything, and he was still keeping it gangster, but fly for the ladies, and the chicks was digging him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he looked like one of my brothers that was at the time with the curl and shit at the time, so I identified with Quick, but Quick, sure.
Quick definitely doesn't get his due, just due, you know, like his recognition.
Bro.
A lot.
DJ Quick, bro.
Yeah. Real. That's what's up. Do you remember something like that you wrote when you first started, like a first hook or something, first rap?
Bro, it was so many, bro. I used to be in school with a tablet. This one I was going to this one I really just but like I was going to South Lake at the time. I got kicked out of Cleveland.
I went to Cleveland, man.
And they sent me to South Lake. I had a book. I never forget. I wish I still had that shit to this day because I had so much dope shit in there, man. I had stories. I'm writing storyline movies and shit in there. But I can't remember, bro. It was so much, man. I don't know, bro. Like
some people can remember and some people are like, man.
You know, I probably remember every rap I ever wrote.
That's crazy.
If not just like the first four bars to get it going.
You can do that?
Then it'll come. Yeah, I can find it.
That's dope. Me and my bro, we be talking about that shit. I be forgetting raps.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, remember? I'd be like, okay, I got this one, I know for sure.
But
the shit, I do music so much, it's hard to keep up with that shit.
Yeah.
And plus, once I do it, I don't want to hear it no more.
For me, I mostly remember what beat it was on. Mm-hmm. If I could remember what beat it was on, I could like do the beat in my head.
Catch that melody.
And then I'm like, oh, this is okay. I said,
this
is crazy, yeah. Music is wild, man. You feel like, so shit, you say you've been doing your style since you started. You feel like, a lot of niggas is hearing Lane, you should feel like then, because how a lot of music sounds now.
Yeah, I've been, and that's crazy,
been
bro.
On that.
That's, you know what's so crazy about that, that's bro? I've been doing this shit for a long time. Singing and shit with the melodies,
or
harmonizing.
Have you always sounded like, because I don't know your old stuff, so have always, you always been always, like this? Because you do sound like the trendy, not the trendy stuff, but the stuff that's out now, like the new,
yeah,
the new sound.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like now. I feel like the, like it's really like my time. So
I don't, when I was listening to you, I was like, wow, I can't really think of any artists from here that sounds like, that you sound like.
I like
so.
That. And that's what I'm driving. Yeah, I want to show that it's music, man. Just play with it. Have fun. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sound like, shout out to Miles. You don't have to sound like that sound, just that,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think, we're from Seattle, too. It's diverse. You know, Quincy Jones is, and
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the music is here, so.
And it's surreal, so I just wanted to just show that. Show people my talent. Like, doing different things.
Yeah. That's crazy. Nigga, you probably feel like you've been ahead of your time. Like, y'all niggas just now on this, nigga. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, bro. Like, mm-hmm. And then, like, and you know, and a lot of people you guys brung up here and know me. Mm-hmm. Like, being in the studio sessions with me and just knowing how I get in, so.
Mm-hmm.
And these, a lot of these people that, you know, they look up to me, too, when they see me, and they know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
So
I like that.
So since it's so popular, the sound's popular now, like, did you have a hard time, were people kind of not fucking with your music sound before because it was so different?
Yeah, because I probably feel like I wasn't going as hard as everybody else.
Right.
I wasn't talking about shooting niggas and, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't talking about doing violence. Like
you
I'm,
said, you're on that fly shit. You're
I'm on that fly shit, you know what I'm
money,
saying? Like,
yeah.
Motivation, fly, get money type shit.
Yeah. I can see that for sure. So, are there any artists that you haven't collaborated with that you want to collaborate with?
Like, locally?
Yep.
Yeah, live. Everybody. I want to do songs with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Willing to do songs with anybody?
Anybody.
Whoever's trying to,
anybody from
working.
Anybody from the same city as me, we can do a song.
Nice.
I wish everybody can do us, like, we should all get in the studio and do one big fucking record like We Are the World type shit. Like,
for real.
Like, real shit.
So you wanna do a song for our mixtape?
Let's do it. Whatever you need. Mixtape. Anything.
Do
anything locally, I'm supporting it.
Nice. We're gonna come out. Because, yeah, there's, like, this. That's why the Say Cheese shit would be cool.
That's dope.
Hopefully everybody come together and stay and support.
What joint is this? I was bumping this last night.
That's 12:30.
That's 12:30. Nigga, I was leaving the after hours on my way to Denny's. Nigga, I was like, oh,
but it tells the story, though. You get to the club what time?
Yeah, that shit.
Like
12:30.
Leave the club at like 2 o'clock.
That shit's wild. This joint was, I fuck with this joint right here.
Ray-Z produced that too. Shout out Ray-Z.
Ray-Z, my nigga. We got to get Ray on this motherfucker. I go, that's my nigga, dog.
Yeah, Ray-Z did that whole album, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
And this one
Z.
Is someone important. Yeah. That's what this one is.
Mm-hmm.
You guys find that on iTunes and probably on Spotify. Is it on there with Spotify?
It's on all platforms.
Oh, that's nice.
You feel like you get enough recognition out here?
Or do you care?
Or do you, yeah, you, exactly.
I really don't, because... I do, but I don't. You know, I wish I think everybody wish to have more support from their city. I wish I had way more support, but numbers don't lie because I'm in the other shit too. Like, those, like, can't match that sometime with the music. And I'm in a transition of balancing, putting more time into the music and taking one foot out the other shit that I be doing. So, I'm not mad, man. You know, it's all love. Because when I'm out, I get all the love. You know, I get all the praise and shit from my city, but it'll probably don't be seen. You probably don't see it, but motherfuckers look up to me and my crew and my clique and who I represent. So I'm good.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, man? When it's all over with rap, with your career as an artist, what's after that? You thinking like songwriting?
Yeah.
Or go get a fucking job? Like, just fuck it. Like,
yeah. Well, no.
What's the next step for you after your own career?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, we believe in ownership.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in young black men owning, having shit, our own shit. And so the music was always a stepping stone for me to do other things anyway.
Right.
The music was for me to, like, I'm good with the music. That's a talent of mine, but I'm good at other shit, too. So I'm good at numbers and making shit happen and making something out of nothing. So I want to do everything, bro. I want to have a show just like you. You know what I'm saying? I want to have this too. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a studio and do all types of shit. But whatever God allows me to do, I'm going to do that.
Are you on tour right now? Are you having...
I bought a tour. It was a Road to Riches tour.
Okay.
Like I said, shout out my brother, Taxis, off the 26 ENT. He linked up with some couple cats from Memphis.
Okay.
And he put the tour together. They had a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a couple shows. We had a show at... I might have to put that shit up. We had shows at a tavern, the Blue Moon Tavern, Spokane, Olympia,
okay.
Houston, came back, and then we hit Long Beach, and I'm here now, so it's been cool.
Nice.
Is that, how is touring? What is that like some shit that you just can't get enough of once you're finally doing that shit? I always figured like touring would be like the best part of doing music because I like to perform, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of where your heart is at with performing?
Yeah, performing, touring. It gives me it allows me to see more.
Yeah.
It allows me to be better as a person because I get to adapt to all type of shit. I get to go here, meet this type of person. He might be just like me, but he's not from my city. Mm-hmm. I might connect with him. I might go somewhere in fucking Oklahoma and meet somebody that's doing the same shit I'm doing. We connect. So now I got people all over the place that I'm connected with. And I got people all over the world that fuck with me, just all, you know, places that I've been through traveling and being different places. So
right.
I love it, bro. Like, that's the beauty of it. It's not about the money, none of that shit. It's about the love and just connections and fucking with people. Because I put people over money. You feel what I'm saying?
So what are some of the spots you can't wait to stop at on tour?
The East Coast,
yep.
Philly, New York, Rochester, New York, place I've never been.
You're way more cool than I thought you would be.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought you would be like kind of an asshole.
No, I like that. And that's it gets people every time.
Oh my God, he's cool.
This nigga is cool as shit.
Shout out to all the cool niggas.
Look, this nigga got his leg up and it's just so like cool, nigga. Like,
keep your cool.
If you see me with my leg up, it'd be like that nigga need to take his leg off his knee. But you see this nigga, his leg up, he just cool as shit. This nigga.
Keep your cool. Keep everybody out there, keep it cool.
And you said, so your next tape is dropping soon with
D-Manage,
right?
That's what me and D-Manage is called, Calculated Risk.
When is it coming out?
I wanted to drop that shit this month. If everything goes right, this one, but probably next month for sure.
All right.
Like November, do something in November.
So y'all look out for that.
Niggas got
heat
on
that
game.
So we're almost done with business.
Bro.
If there's anything else you want to say, we're going to do games. I don't know if there's anything else you want to say. Shout out your social media, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah, you can follow my IG, Reno Red 100, Twitter, Reno Red, Facebook, Reno Red, shit, SoundCloud, Reno Red, iTunes, Reno, everything, Reno Red. Hit me up, fuck with me.
Y'all heard him. So we're gonna play some games. Y'all ready? All right.
It's game time, baby. Come on now.
This is Fuck, Marry, Kill. Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Say the names again.
Kylie Jenner, Kim K, Khloe K, or Khloe Kardashian.
That's the whole family, huh?
Yeah, those three are the sisters. Yeah.
So that's a whole lot of M's.
Fuck, Mary, Kill.
I don't know. It's kind of hard. Marry all of them. Shout out to him. Marry all of them.
He's trying to get the money.
Do you feel me? Shout out to them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Fuck, Mary, Kill. Keisha from Belly. Miss Parker from Friday. Yvette from Baby Boy.
Keisha from Belly. She was sexy, too.
So fuck, Mary, Kill. Who you gonna fuck? Who you gonna marry? Who you gonna kill?
Fuck Keisha from Belly. I probably would've did a better deal. So.
Kill Miss Parker.
Who else is on?
Yvette from Baby Boy.
Marry Yvette from Baby Boy. Because she was like, she was the girl next door. I liked her in that movie. Kill Miss Parker.
Alright.
This daddy dick belongs to Yvette, girl. You just mad.
Not from what I hear.
Like this.
So
this is so
sorry, but if I disrespect anybody, they hear this shit.
No, we don't. Anyway, we don't care. Okay, Viola Davis, Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott.
Viola Davis Berry. Queen Latifah Kill. She's a strong woman.
Okay, I thought it was the money again.
Nah,
like,
shout out to the
because Queen Latifah, she might be a woman.
Nah, shout out. She's a strong woman, though. Don't fuck with the women.
And kill Missy?
Nah, man, because I like Missy, though. She's dope.
So fuck Missy? Kill Queen Latifah? Because Queen Latifah is a lesbian, so. Yeah, I think
but shit, Missy is too. Shit.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Wow. Is she?
I think so. Assuming
Missy used to always sing about dick, though. Dick.
Yeah, I would just be assuming if that Missy was just pushed by her looks. But you might look at me and think I'm a lesbian. I'm not. Yeah.
Is the brat a lesbian?
I seen a picture of her last night.
She's bad,
bro. Brad always was. That's not.
Just because she's thick doesn't mean she's not a lesbian.
Right.
You can't really tell nowadays anyway who's a lesbian.
Exactly. So,
this
anyway,
ain't even lesbians. They just
okay,
fucking.
That was the most interesting fuckboy kill we've ever played. I'm just going to say that. Okay. This or that. You ready? Daughter or son? You got to choose one.
Daughter.
Backwards or swishers?
We just have to talk backwards.
Her place or your place?
My place.
I hate these bitches. 800 grams or 2 pounds of weed? Always be like,
2 pounds.
Henny or tequila?
Henny.
Oh my gosh. More peanut butter or more jelly on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I just had one of those motherfuckers last night, so I put the bananas on it and shit. I chopped the bananas on it. I used to chop the bananas on that shit. Try that shit. Shit's fire, bro.
No, I've heard that.
This nigga is cooler than the other side of the fucking pillow.
For real, chop the bananas.
You got to try some of those, nigga.
Like the little slices.
Chop the bananas up, my nigga.
You know,
I'm about to go make one of those. I don't even got no bananas in the house.
No, for real, some real shit. Try
this. I'm going to go to the store specifically for one banana.
It's good, but I want to know, do you have more peanut butter or do you have more jelly?
More peanut butter. More real protein. Nigga. It's more protein.
Real nigga.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you liked more. No, it's Poe that likes more jelly. That's
it's Poe with that 87.3% jelly. Disgusting.
Yeah, because the peanut butter gonna get you full. That's, you know, shit.
The sugar gonna get you fucking
wet-ass fucking sandwich. All right. 90 degrees or 60 degrees temperature?
90. Sure.
Sex or head?
Lately.
Lately.
Bro.
I can't know. Okay. I hate this.
Did I answer the question? I answered the question, right?
Yep. Apple juice or orange juice?
Orange juice, sure.
Ezel's on 23rd or Ezel's in Skyway?
Ezel's on 23rd, come on. Yeah.
High top or low top?
High top.
NBA or NFL?
NBA.
Rich and sad or broken happy? Rich.
Broken happy.
Really, I was surprised after you married all the Kylies and the KKs. Okay. Your favorite? Your favorite cologne?
Ooh, I got so many. I've been on that Tom Ford. Like. Okay.
Your favorite meal when you're high or drunk? Or both?
Breakfast with Denny's.
That's just that shit nasty. That shit nasty as motherfucker.
Breakfast with Denny's.
They don't even have good fucking bacon.
No, that's bacon why I'm saying tasted you said, like you said, Velcro.
No, you said after the club, right?
Yeah.
So like after the club.
Yeah, but that's fucking crazy.
I thought you were going to say PB&J with the bananas in it.
Okay.
You wanna try that shit?
My
nigga been thinking about things like
that. Yeah, that shit fly. I'm finna go get one banana, nigga.
Your favorite TV show?
of all times, you just...
Yep, fuck it, of all times.
Martin.
Your favorite TV show now? Do you watch TV?
I'm a movie guy. I like movies, but I like Netflix specials. I just seen the Quincy Jones thing. I liked it.
Yeah.
I thought that was dope. But that's, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Your favorite movie ever of all time?
I have to be like, can I say two?
Go ahead.
B Street.
Never seen it.
Yeah, you never seen B Street? If you never seen B Street, please go see B Street.
B Street.
Please right, go see that.
I'll go see it.
Everybody, if you never seen it, go see it. Five Heartbeats.
Oh, yeah. Well, love that.
I'm going to fight every night to prove my love.
Oh,
you
want to
take my spot, Flash, huh? You ain't got it. Come on, that's classic.
Got it.
How's it feel to be me,
nigga? How's it feel to be me?
Classic for sure.
Who's your favorite person?
My mom, God.
Your favorite lie?
I don't tell too many of them. But my
age. Dog. Sitting across from him and how he's like,
yo, when you niggas listen to this,
right.
This nigga is literally like, he's cool as he sounded, bro. He's like, this is my nigga right now. This nigga's like, I don't tell too many of those.
Your favorite actress?
This nigga.
Denzel.
Your favorite actor? Your actress is a woman.
Okay, my bad.
Actor, but...
Ooh. That's hard. For Angelina Jolie.
We be high in here.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. We have to get this shit on video so people can see how much weed we be smoking in here, though, because niggas be keyed. What do you do? Is that the right one? Your favorite retro Jordan?
Jordan 3s.
What color? The 3s? Like the white and the blue ones?
Nah. The black with the gray and red.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Your favorite ass whooping? The time you got in trouble, but the ass whooping was worth it.
When I stole my grandma's car and me and my little sister was riding in the car. I took money out of her purse. I feel bad. I don't want to tell this story.
You don't have to.
I took money out of my grandma's purse. She had an old school.
We all been there, man. We all been there.
Look at Matt.
Old back tails.
I was riding, though, but so.
I got a back tails.
I'm young.
Thank you.
And I hopped in grandma's car, hitting the corners of my little sister, you know, campaigning and shit, you know, trying to get elected. And they caught me, and I got whooped. But shit, I was riding. I wanted to drive so bad back then. But yeah.
Yes, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. Cause I ride my, you know, my little sister's with me. I'm in my grandma's car. We got a little money now. We got the money out the purse. Remember?
Yeah.
Now we in the car, and shit, we surfing the city.
That's a nice little memory. What's your favorite comedian?
Bernie Mac.
Oh. That's a good one. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
For sure. We'll put a Bernie Mac clip. Your favorite time of the year?
Mother's Day.
So May. Like, spring. Favorite time of the year? Mother's Day.
Every day, really. Shit. Every day I wake up.
And you're not from Seattle if you've never...
If you never went to a cheesy party.
Who said that?
If you never went.
Who said that?
Twin Tolos. If you never had any type of fist fights or no type of shit from, like, man. Y'all don't know, man. You're not, you know.
Right.
If you know, you know.
You said fist fights. Like, I've been fighting since fifth grade.
If you didn't go to Cleveland, Franklin, Garfield, if you never been to no type of alternative schools, if you didn't go to Les Shy, TT Minor, shit, you're not from Seattle.
I went to TT Minor.
Me too.
My little brother went to Les Shy.
I went to Les Shy. I lived on 20th and Union. I went to Madrona too. I didn't go to TT Minor.
You went to Madrona?
I went to Madrona. I went to Loyal Heights, but that's.
I went to Washington.
Yeah, no. He went to Washington.
Yeah.
I went to South Shore.
Okay.
I went to AAA after that.
I went to South Shore.
I went to AAA for a minute too, but I mean, I went to the real AAA.
I went to Magnolia. Yeah, I went to Magnolia and Big
but,
Hill.
Yeah, I was doing the most. My mom got me out of there.
Yeah, that school was definitely wild. He was violent.
It was lit. Yeah. If you went there on Magnolia, I don't know about Beacon Hill.
Magnolia. Yeah, Beacon Hill, they kind of.
I don't know about that. You didn't go to AAA, you know, if you ain't going on Magnolia, I'll say that.
It's funny.
Am I answering these questions kind of, am I taking too long to answer the question?
No, you're good. That was the last one. We're going to do your freestyle. You ready?
Oh, we doing freestyle?
Dope in the kitchen, I'm tucking the gripping. Please don't offend me, I'm shooting the 50. Got it the harder way up on my pennies. Run through the pack in a minute. Speed racing for the Benjis, could be like behind bars. Upstate penitentiary, but I got high bars. Too deep in the car, had to eat, couldn't starve. We the mob, swallowed lust in the bathroom stall. Hit the tissue, wipe it off. Hard or soft, probably been sold it off. Sally sale, that's my dog. We the bent top floor, toss some bitches out the law. They didn't call, cut the ringer off, middle finger to the law. Fuck them all it takes is a car. Pull strings, no guitar. Instagram, you a star. In the streets, you a flaw. Yeah, look.
Nice.
I could have kept going.
You can keep going if you want.
Okay.
I never had doctor lawyers for no neighbors, but I did use different socials to get cable. Fuck bad at all, like on the dice table. Shake avoid the law that was the lifesaver. Dophie no Kia riding the rentals. Worked in IKEA just for the RIA. We was just kids, rather love than fear. Cause fear lasts, lug a hug, corners with drugs and packs on us. Who you gon' call when you see eviction notice? Job demoted, moms were smoking, it was destined for us. Yeah, a different style, a different repertoire. I said some shit that you ain't seen before. Custom to hustling, juggling customers, huddling. Starting campaigns, fall for the butter Republican. Cutting out the middleman for price reduction. One hit of this can cause your jaws to do liposuction. We fly busting, tracking music for the soft cushion. The dry cooking in the fumes get your nose running. These cold summers, the blue fuzzes, they lock my bro up for the whole summer. But we gon' run it like the road runner for more money. I called Mac and Ellie up and asked them what's the forecast. And they replied and said the snow's coming. So get your money up. Because these suckers will turn on you like a double dutch. That's when they talking sign language, you don't talk much. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
Sheesh.
Man.
Niggas turn on you like a double dutch, nigga. God damn.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me.
This was
a good
appreciate
one.
You guys, though. You guys are the dopest.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
October 21st. Say cheese, you on stage.
Mm-hmm. Club Aura.
We're going to be there doing interviews, so just stop by, say what's good.
Man, come on. Yeah. We're family, man. We're going to have fun.
For sure.
I'm looking forward to it. Did you break it or you made a mess?
No, I just fumbled.
You dropped the gut.
All right. Okay, so we're going to shout out to your social media one more time.
RenoRare100 on IG. RenoRare and everything at the platform. Hit me up.
All right, cool. We're going to do...
Mac tails. These are the tails. So, you brought up.
Still stealing money.
Ass whooping and stealing something from your granny. And I just want to let you know you're not alone. You know, we all been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My Grandma Jackson.
Bless her heart.
Shout out my Grandma Jackson.
Bless her heart.
My Grandma Jackson is everything to me. She taught me how to read, you know what I'm saying? All this shit. She taught me everything I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, my dumb ass, I'm going to AAA at the time in Magnolia.
Come on.
And I'm like, man, I want to go to Dino's and get some snacks from Dino's, you know? Some jolly, some caramel apple suckers and all this shit. And that's what I was trying to go get some. So I went in my granny's purse, took a dub out of her purse, and I went on my way. Into the store, got hella shit, oh God.
Same old stories.
I'm thinking it's good. I'm on the bus thinking it's good, laughing with the homies. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good. Oh, you want something, nigga? Yeah, I'm sharing the shit. Pull up to the school. You know the big, you know how the front is. It's big. Right. Pull up, nigga. I'm laughing, laughing. I look out the window, granny. Standing outside. Oh, shit.
Taking it up back then was like taking a shit. And one thing about your grandparents,
you know, they give you a different type of feel.
Bro.
When your grandma coming to her presence.
It is superior.
It is so superior
than anything you've ever felt, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, oh my God.
Yeah.
She don't say a word. Your grandma don't gotta say shit to you. You know what to do. You know the instructions. Telepath. I knew where to go.
Yeah, that's your mama.
Take your ass to the bathroom.
That's your mama's mom.
She took me to the bathroom, nigga. We walked in, there's kids in there. She looked at all the kids, they left. She didn't say anything to these kids. She looked at them, they looked at her, they left.
Man.
Nigga, she whooped my ass in that bathroom. At AAA, bro, she whooped my ass in the bathroom. Hey. Principals, teachers didn't say nothing. Nigga, they're not gonna say nothing to my grandma. She whooped my ass, boy. I never stole from my grandma again after that.
The moral of the story is don't steal.
Don't steal.
Don't steal.
It is not worth it. Just ask. I could have asked Granny. Yo, Granny, can I get? I didn't need $20. Can I get $5, Granny? I'm trying to go to Dito's, get some candy.
Stealing's for suckers. Just earn it.
I wasn't thinking like that.
Yeah.
And Granny got me and whooped my ass in the bathroom.
So you see Granny Jesse?
Grandma Jackson.
Shout out Grandma Jackson.
Mac Tails.
Pet peeve.
You know what I'm saying? Stop. I don't like that shit.
Oh my gosh.
When niggas don't roll the blow when they supposed to.
Something don't pass the blender. I forgot I had it.
Nigga telling the story and shit.
You know, the nigga be memorizing. I'm thinking. I'm like.
Right. My bad.
Sometimes you don't even hit it. You know what I'm saying? It's not even like you just killing the
blood. You living with it and shit.
You just hold it. Yeah.
That's funny. No. Okay. So I guess I've been acting soft lately. And it's funny because it's like... Okay, I'm allowed to have feelings. Like, I hate for people to feel like, oh, they'd be like, oh, you have feelings? I'm so surprised. Like, I think that's hella rude. Like,
hey, bitch,
just because I don't give a fuck about you doesn't mean I don't give a fuck about the shit I give a fuck about. Excuse me? So it's like, no, it's not a tough guy act any other time. It's like, yeah, I give a fuck about some shit right now. I usually, you know, like, what?
Yeah.
It's annoying as fuck.
Yo, so when you... post some shit that's like vulnerable or something, and somebody hops on your comment with like the tough love, like, bitch, I'm like, no, that's not, this is real genuine feelings right now, brothers.
Yeah,
we don't need that. We don't need that right now.
I'm not like one of those people that are like, come out. I'm like, every single feeling every day, I'm telling you how I'm feeling and everything.
Right.
I'm not like that.
Like, chill, bro.
It's funny. Just,
you're allowed to. Let her have her.
I know. Let me just...
Let her chill.
Anyway, so, but it's I've gotten a lot of love too, so that's cool. More love than not. So it's just funny. People are fucking annoying as hell. Anyways, yeah, that's that. We're gonna do local music. Local music. I'm such a crybaby, you guys. Like, for real. Okay, baby.
You going first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
What is this?
Y'all like this?
Yeah, Daniel Caesar. Okay, this is Sham Money featuring Mike Sherm. Came from nothing.
From nothing, prayed on my downfall, now I'm stunting. Money on my mind, girl, why you bugging? Wake up every day to make a little something. Almost lost my life in a second. Now I'm trying to get it bending like I'm Beckham. Mama told me I can never fucking lose. Headed to the top, but these niggas all snooze. I was 16 to 10, busting moves. You know I'm trying to pull up in that two-door coupe. Scared if I cop it that I might make the news. Got a 20 ounce and I'm trying to play with dudes. All night trapping, getting racks, flipping packs. Trying to make this money, touch the motherfucking roof. Niggas all talk when they see me, keep it cool. They call me Sean Money and I'm coming with that tool. Young nigga, I'm grown, mama didn't raise no fool. I was on the bench, I was sitting on a stool. Now I'm in the game and I'm trying to make it rain. Miss all my niggas, man, shit ain't the same. Do you want the fortune or do you want the fame? I'd rather give you money and stay out of range. I am my own leader, I stay in my lane. Pop four and a leader, tryna take away this pain. Me and my niggas came from nothing. Prayed on my downfall, now I'm stunting. Money on my mind, girl, why you bugging? Wake up every day to make a little something. Me and my niggas came from nothing. Prayed on my downfall, now I'm stunting. Money on my mind, girl, why you bugging? Wake up every day to make a little something.
Wake up in the morning, brush my teeth and count 10. Before I go to sleep, I gotta do the same shit. Money missed chips, bitch, I'm all about a flip. Done taking L's, all I do is take trips. Praying on my downfall, niggas got me bent. Bummy ass niggas probably sleeping in a tent. What I make today, I bet I could pay a rent. Something that you stack and probably something that I spent. That's your main bitch, I could put her on my list. Dick in her mouth like a motherfucking lisp. Bloom in my pocket, feeling something like a crip. I let them new hunnids, they so motherfucking crisp. Niggas getting bands, big shout out to my fans.
This nigga Meg, though, so sick. Okay, do you have a song for us to debut? Or no?
You can play some.
Can we?
Make a difference. Yeah, play whatever. Off the album. I know you listen to the album, right?
I found it. I got you.
Play something that you like.
You're talking about off the one with D-Menace?
No, Somewhat Important. Off the Somewhat Important.
We played. You don't have something that hasn't came out yet?
Go to. Oh, matter of fact, I just dropped the single called Highlight. You can play that. That's cool. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Rockaway. He produced that. Yeah, but it's not. Wait for that. I wanna let the people wait for that.
Okay. All right.
Highlight. Oh yes, Highlight. Green and red. Let's get it.
This is a McAnally exclusive.
The highlight of my day, yeah. It's me, the highlight of my day, yeah. Yeah, baby. That be the highlight of my day. Highlight of my day. Counting all this money. Fucking naughty, those okay. Highlight of my day. Highlight of my day. Pull up in a fast car, okay. Highlight of my day, highlight of my day. Counting all this money, fucking hoes, okay, okay. That be the highlight of my day, highlight of my day. Party in the club and popping bottles, okay, okay, yeah. Money coming in like Adelaide, so she wanna run like a runaway. Slay, yeah, I got hella chains on like a slay. Oh yeah, baby kinda look like Beyonce. So she wanna ride on my surfboard. Touch your, put your face in the play, yeah. Money in the pad like Scarface. I ain't really trim about nothing, cause a nigga really been drinking. All these fucking zannies and these pills got a nigga thinking. I just left for the weekend. Woke up and back at it. Highlight of my day. Nigga feeling like an addict. Going up, yeah, like an addict. Nigga, I'm causing static. Don't really trip about nothing. Highlight of my day. Rolling up and I'm smoking up and I'm on something. Highlight of my day. Highlight of my day.
That
party goes okay. Highlight of my day, highlight of my day. Pull up in a fast car, okay. Highlight of my day, highlight of my day. Counting all this money, fucking hoes, okay, okay. That be the highlight of my day, highlight of my day. Party in the club and popping bottles, okay, okay, yeah. Pull up to the club in a fast car, yeah. When he see me, ho, take it roll off, yeah.
Highlight of my day.
All right. So
eating nasty ass pancakes from Denny's.
That was fun. So we have thought of the day, and that's it. You got a thought of the day? Puff puff pass. All right. Bye, niggas.
Bye, niggas.
Peace, niggas. Puff, 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 puff.
Told you, the weed be letting you know. Eve alert.
I don't really fuck with them, they be tripping. Keep a 38 inside my Scotty Pippin. Drinking Ellie like it's coffee. I feel like nothing can stop me.
Thank you for tuning in to McAnally. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at McAnally, McAnnelly. Yo.
It's not a good.
The Digital Soapbox Network.
Digital Soapbox.
Sounds a little bit, yeah.
Okay. This is Reno Bread. You are now tuned in to McAnally Podcast, powered by Digital Soapbox Network.
And then you say it good, but then you forget that the.
I'm missing it? The McAnally.
Yeah, the
okay,
McAnally.
Okay, I got you. Okay. This is Reno Bread. You are now tuned in to the McAnally Podcast, powered by Digital Soapbox Network. Am I not saying it right?
The McAnally.
I'm high as shit. You guys got me doing tags and shit, man. Yeah, I'm high. I'm
this in the beginning.
Hey, I feel you, though. I'm
lit. Try it. Okay, one more time. Come on. It's okay. It's a lot. That's why I wrote it down. Just read it.
Okay, this is Reno Red. You are now tuned in to the McAnally Podcast, powered by Digital Soapbox Network.